Last year, the governor signed legislation to do away with zero tolerance in favor of so-called restorative practices. Now the Board of Education is working on implementing the legislation into the state's model code of conduct. Brian Whiston is the state superintendent.
As a local soup, I think it's a good idea because I was forced sometimes, I felt, under the law to expel some students that I felt probably shouldn't have been expelled.
Zero tolerance began in Michigan in the early 1990s with legislation that required automatic expulsions and suspensions for various actions. States with zero tolerance policies have been scaling them back over the years as studies show they have a disproportionate effect on students of color. I'm Shayna Roth in Lansing.